breaking news this hour from Town Hall.
This is the Tom Anderson Show, your number one morning rush hour radio news show. From Anchorage through Mat-Su on KBNT 92.5 FM and 1020 AM, 6 AM to 9 AM, Alaska time. Online across the globe at TomAndersonShow.com. News, sports, weather, and the latest in politics and entertainment. Want to join the conversation? Call us now at 907-357-5868. That's 357-5868. Good morning, America. Here's Tom Anderson.
AM. Good morning, everybody. It's the Tom Anderson Show. Welcome back. Happy Friday. We have Jeff Steyer with us. He's a senior fellow. He's moved. He's with the Consumer Choice Center, and it's always a pleasure to have him as a watchdog and someone that is monitoring what government is doing and how it affects us and what policymakers do. And I don't care if it's at the federal level or if it's one of the 50 states or one of the territories or at the municipal level, city or county or borough. Jeff's there and he's on top of it. And he reached out to me yesterday. I said, what's wrong? He says, it's back. I'm like, what, brother? Well, they're trying to tackle in Juneau, and not they as in all of the whole, because we have a couple legislators calling in later, but at least one, Pete Michicki, the senator who I know, nice guy, Republican, ironically from the Kenai Peninsula, the great salmon fishing mecca for Alaska. Pete is sponsoring a bill regarding curbing your ability to smoke, particularly vaping, which concerns me for the electronic cigarette fans. Folks, you know, we have sponsors, Fat Boy Vapors, Matt Wagner. So, Jeff, first tell me about your move and tell me about Consumer Choice Center, Triple C.
Good morning, Tom. It's good to be back with you.
Yeah, thank you.
I joined the Consumer Choice Center in January. It is a fantastic organization that works around the world, representing consumers' interests. We believe in consumer choice, that consumers know what's best for themselves, and that regulators, whether it's in the state capitol, whether it's in Washington, or even whether it's at the, say, the United Nations level, where the World Health Organization is trying to make decisions for us. We think consumers know their own circumstances best and are best at making decisions about what to do, so long as they get accurate information and can make those choices. And unfortunately, regulators are often very concerned about risk, and they do everything they can to avoid risk, so much so that they actually put us in very risky situations by ignoring the cost of regulation, by ignoring the unintended consequences of regulation. So we believe that consumers should have a voice, and we are the voice for consumers who in the real world can't go to every state legislator and can't speak to regulators all the time. So consumers support our work to be able to communicate with regulators, to communicate in the media on shows like yours, to write op-eds for newspapers. I'll be in Washington next week if the government doesn't shut down to speak at two FDA meetings, representing consumers who want to have choice about the products they use. And you brought up this case of e-cigarettes, and the legislature, I think, is right in terms of being concerned about the risks of smoking. Cigarette smoking is inherently the most dangerous consumer product activity out there. So it's okay to be, it's right to be concerned about that. But I think it's important that consumers, groups like mine, I know you've had Greg Connolly on your show before, from the AVA, the Vaping Association. You mentioned Fat Boys, which is a shop in throughout the Pacific Northwest. They have done a great job in educating consumers, but we need to do more to educate regulators that vaping is not smoking. There is no secondhand smoke from vaping because, well, there's no smoke in the first place. And that for consumers who smoke and they would like to lower their risks, e-cigarettes are a great option. If you can't quit using nicotine altogether, this is a life-saving option. And what I'm hearing the legislature is considering doing is banning smoking in public places. Okay, I get that. I get it when they want to ban it indoors. There's certainly some science that raises questions about the risks of short-term exposure to secondhand smoke, but that's an argument for another day. The argument for today is conflating smoking and vaping and trying to ban vaping in public places. And the bill under consideration in Alaska right now would be tremendously harmful to public health because it would go so far as to ban vaping, get this, in vape shops. So if you're a cigarette smoker and you say, oh, you know, I really have been trying to quit and I tried the gum and I tried the patch and I tried cold turkey, smoking's very addictive and I haven't been able to quit, but I've heard about these e-cigarettes, I've heard about the fact that they do have lower risk profiles. They're, according to Public Health England, the Royal College of Physicians, e-cigarettes are about 95% less harmful than smoking. So, you know I haven't succeeded in quitting, but I want to try vaping. And you go to a vape shop, you go to Fat Boys, I've been in the shop in Anchorage, and you get information, and you can buy a product and try it there and say, does this satisfy me? Is this something that I could see using instead of smoking? And this misguided legislation would ban that activity. It would prevent people from quitting smoking. So I would just like to see the legislature in Anchorage get the terms right, define, you know, if they want to ban smoking in public places. I get that, but maybe they should define smoking as smoking where there's a combustible tobacco product. Right now, the legislation defines smoking incorrectly to include vaping, which is particularly not smoking. So I think consumers in the state should join me in educating the public, educating the media, and educating the legislature to make sure that if they want to ban smoking in public places, that they don't accidentally get it wrong and wind up harming public health.
And imagine that, folks, what Jeff is describing is, and I talk about this every single morning with our sponsorship plug to you, that you can go into Fat Boy Vapors or any vape shop, and I hope you go to Fat Boy Vapors, not because they're a sponsor, but because they're like the Apple of electronic vaping and e-liquids and the whole shebang. Gorgeous stores, and as Jeff just said, Matt Wagner, the visionary with that company there in the Pacific Northwest, in Washington and Oregon, and definitely in Fairbanks, Anchorage, and the valley out here. And you go in, you can't even try them if this legislation passes, if Senator Michikee gets his way. And I don't think Pete is necessarily intending or maliciously going after vaping, but he knows of the controversy there because we went through this last year and in years past, and that was the one that started Clear the Air, and that's an advocacy that I hope is renovated. We're going to come back with Jeff Steyer at the Consumer Choice Center, and we'll tell you more about that and how you can help on this bad legislation. Tom Anderson Show.
Many dental problems later in life can be prevented by having regular dental checkups as a child. Make dental appointments for your kids at Kids Dental Tree. Kids Dental Tree is a warm and welcoming pediatric dental office just for kids. Kids Dental Tree is located at the corner of Diamond and the new Seward Highway. At Kids Dental Tree, we offer a fun, friendly, and safe environment with the highest level of professionalism and kindness. Dr. Mark Keller is an active member of the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry, the American Dental Association, and the Alaska Dental Society. Kids Dental Tree is currently accepting new patients, including children with Medicaid and Denali Kid Care. Call Kids Dental Tree today at 336-7337. Appointments will fill up fast, so call now. That's 336-7337, or look us up on the web at kidsdentaltree.com.
Smoking was never really something I enjoyed. It was expensive, and it was a dirty habit. Really, it was more an addiction I needed to do all the time, or I wouldn't feel good. 4 decades, cigarettes took a toll on my body. I had trouble breathing at times, chest and lung pain almost all the time, and when it came to walking, well, I couldn't go far. But I have a wife, and we have a family. They matter to me. I want to hold my grandkids in good health and lead by example. The last thing I want is any of my children or grandkids to start smoking tobacco. So I went to Fat Boy Vapors in November 2013. I learned about electronic cigarettes. Fact is, vaping costs me thousands less than cigarettes every year. There's no tar, smoke, or combustion. E-cigs don't smell. Fat Boy Vapors showed me I could end my addiction with a clean electronic cigarette. I'm Mike, a 40-year smoker, and I quit thanks to Fat Boy Vapors. You can too. Go to fatboyvapors.com today and save your life.
Hi, this is Rick Whitbeck, sales director for CBI Media Group and the host of KAFC's Saturday Night Fire. I want to tell you about Aurora Family Dentistry and Dr. Scott and Jamie Like. I've been going to Aurora Family Dentistry for over a dozen years. Dr. Scott Like is my dentist, and he and his staff are top-notch. I actually look forward to my six-month checkups and dental cleanings. Who can say that about their dentist? Aside from routine dental work, I've used Aurora Family Dentistry for new fillings and replacing childhood fillings that were deteriorating, for dental implants, and even for Invisalign services. Their technology is top-notch as they use cone beam 3D imaging and digital x-rays, which allows for the highest quality treatment. Aurora Family Dentistry is a family-friendly dental practice. If you aren't currently with a dental practice that you love, why not give Dr. Like a call? His number is 258-7060, or you can reach him on the web at likedentistry.com. That's Like with a Y. Call Aurora Family Dentistry today.
Welcome back to the Tom Anderson Show, the best company on your morning drive in Alaska on KVNT 1020 AM and 92.5 FM. Online at TomAndersonShow.com, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Alaska time. Want to join us? Call 907-357-5868. That's 357-5868. Good morning, America. Here's Tom Anderson.
Minutes after the hour, we are back, folks, with the Consumer Choice Center. A senior fellow, Jeff Steyer, joins us, and Jeff has been monitoring state by state, nationally, what's going on, not just with vaping, with lots of things that affect consumers, and call it consumer protection, at least consumer awareness. That's why he calls into shows like ours up in Alaska and nationally. We have an online presence at TomAndersonShow.com where folks from other states, I have people writing me from Oregon, Texas, from South Dakota, Minnesota, and it's good to know that people listen across the fruited plains. And Jeff, you're making headway, I would assume, as you go on shows like this. When it comes to this particular legislation, it's not good for many reasons, but what I think of is the health reason. And that is that if someone wants to stop smoking, which is not good for you, and someone wants to vape, and someone does this, you're basically infringing on their rights. Now, with us, another VIP, Greg Conley from the American Vaping Association. I tagged him earlier to let him know that you'd be on, Jeff. And, Greg, welcome to the program. We had a caller on while we were on hold that Jeff did not hear, Danny and Palmer, and asking about what happens when you walk through a vape cloud. And Danny isn't for or against. He just said, you know, it may not be smoke, but if the Alaska legislature is saying no more open vaping, maybe that's a good thing if we're ingesting the vape cloud. I don't think there's any harm to that, even minuscule levels compared to tobacco exhalation and smoke. Is that correct?
You are correct. Very much it is the same as if you are at a concert and there's a fog machine being used. The vast majority of what is in that cloud is nothing more than propylene glycol, a non-toxic ingredient that's used in fog machines, used in theatrical performances, and that is all that you are walking through. And of course, it is the business owner's absolute right to decide yes or no on that, and that's how we think that it should stay.
Now, Jeff and Greg, have you guys been on a show lately together?
I think it's been about three or four years.
Yeah. Now, Jeff Steyer is with the Consumer Choice Center. Jeff, you got to give Greg Conley credit. Greg, you might have, what's the word? Your ears are burning. He spoke very highly of you earlier in terms of your advocacy and shoestring budget as well. Jeff, how do you look at the American Vaping Association when it comes to advocacy? I mean, it doesn't get much better than them in terms of thoughtful, educated analysis. And I know Greg will be involved in the Alaska legislature's efforts as well. You got to hand it to him, huh, Jeff?
It's critically important public health work that they're doing. It's necessary. And I encourage consumers who vape, and I encourage people who don't vape to get involved with organizations like Greg's AVA. It's critical to support groups like my Consumer Choice Center, to engage. We are representing you. And I can say, having known Greg for seven or eight years now, that his advocacy is top-notch, and it's absolutely necessary that we have groups like Greg's and the Consumer Choice Center, where I'm employed, representing consumers. And the only way we can do that is with consumers supporting our work, so that we can stay up to date and we can engage on these issues. And I'll tell you, Greg alone has stopped lots of bad legislation, but I think even more importantly, his group's work has educated so many consumers that I believe that that Greg and the American Vaping Association deserve not a consumer protection award, but a public health award for sharing accurate, science-based information so that consumers can make informed decisions, because that's what we do in this country. And Greg's group has been at the forefront of doing that.
And Greg, you know, before you respond to that very kind, thoughtful, and I think accurate analysis of what you've done, and what come on, Jeff Steyer with the Consumer Choice Center, you guys, your advocacies are both huge. You got to give credit. Both of you have seen the shops to Matt Wagner at Fat Boy Vapors in Portland, in Washington, in Alaska, from Fairbanks to Wasilla to Anchorage, what he has done starting Clear the Air several years ago, and the money he's given and his advocacy and getting his employees. Both of you have been into the stores and said they're some of the nicest vaping stores in the nation. Don't you think, Greg?
Yes, I absolutely agree. And Jeff, thank you for your kind words. Jeff was one of my mentors of sorts when I got into this work at 24 years old, not knowing much about how to write an editorial or submit an editorial or get involved in state legislatures. Great person to know and help guide me through the early days. And yes, there's been a growth in these stores in Alaska. They're employing people. They're helping people get off of cigarettes. The state should be doing more, not less, to inform adult smokers that this is an option.
And we'll make sure that Matt, he's privy to what's going on, but the Fat Boy Vapors, I would like to see, I got to talk to Matt first, he's the CEO of the company, but make sure that there's some information that maybe people can pick up. I'll talk to him about that. I want to, and Jeff didn't know Greg was going to call in here because I reached out to Greg, but I'm going to go back, if you guys would just have about 4 minutes left. So at the Consumer Choice Center, do you work, Jeff, with groups like the American Vaping Association? I mean, you're not just with – Greg is just vaping, and that's critical for this topic. But you do the whole shebang, correct? It's not just that topic and that issue.
That's right. We represent consumers across the board, whether it's choices about what they eat, the foods they eat, what products they can buy, consumer products, across the board on these issues. We represent the consumers. An example that I like to give is there was an effort to ban a chemical used to prevent fires, a flame retardant, that was used safely for a very long time on sofas and other consumer products. And the environmental activists distorted the science and said, this is a dangerous chemical and we should ban it. And I didn't think consumers wanted to lose that choice. And I did some research and found out it would cost an average of $4 more per sofa. Okay, you know, it's not going to put anyone out of business. It's not going to hurt your pocketbook too much. But we're seeing that across the board on consumer products, from computers to the food choices we make, the plates we eat off of. Everywhere we go, they're pinching $4 here and $4 there, and consumers aren't going to you know, get up and speak and represent the role of consumer choice. So that's where we come in. We get involved in a wide range of issues and work with groups like Greg's across the board for the expertise on the specific issue. And unfortunately, the regulators are so focused on the risk that they wind up over-regulating, costing consumers more, and in the case of vaping, actually damaging public health. I want to do a quick thought experiment, and that is, if you said to the government in Alaska or anywhere else, what can we do to help smokers? Well, they would say, well, we can tax cigarettes more, we can regulate them more, we can put a warning label on cigarettes, we can put a bigger warning label on cigarettes, we can make a colorful warning, we can make a gross and disgusting warning. That's about all they've been able to do. What they haven't been able to do, because it's not the government's role, is innovate. And that's what private companies have done, is they've innovated. They've come up with better products. That's the heart of what America is all about, innovation. We've improved our lives. We have shown that the private sector, through profit motive investment, people are willing to put money forward and invest in new products and bring them to market. And the government sees that as a threat to its own basis for its power and says, we're not going to let this happen. So I think it goes back to the consumer. It goes back to consumers to stand up for their rights and say, no, we approve. We think appropriate regulation is a good thing, but it needs to be appropriate and based on the science.
No, and that being, Jeff, that's the key here. And I got to bring it back to Greg super quick. Greg, the biggest news out of England and in America, the studies are showing that vaping is hugely, hugely more healthy and safe. And that's why regulation's waning now and not getting worse at a national level. Is that correct? Don't you think congressional leaders, thanks to you and Jeff, are seeing that?
Well, that's what we are hoping. We will see. But what's so the good news out of England now is that you actually have the National Health Services encouraging workplaces to set aside areas where smokers who would normally otherwise have to go outside in 20-degree weather, but instead set aside areas if they have room to allow employees who want to quit smoking.
Yeah. See, that's
to make a healthier choice.
That's huge. And I mean, that's bringing it back to Jeff. That's what you guys are advocating for. What I'm going to say to Greg, and Greg had such limited time, he often comes on the show, on my show, and we will get Greg Conley back, American Vaping Association, and to you, Jeff Steyer, at the Consumer Choice Center. He's a senior fellow there now. I have posted your website on, and I'll do the same for AVA, and then we'll get in contact with you after the show, both of you, how we can fight this in Juneau. Okay, guys?
Thank you.
Thanks, yeah. So, okay. And particularly to Jeff, thanks for joining us. I'll get Greg back on in the next week. And Jeff, I would like to have you come on regularly from the Consumer Choice Center. We'll send you both a audio clip of this interview. Thank you, guys. Happy New Year. Coming right back, Tom Anderson Show.